This is the BBC Home Service. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Oh, what fun we're having. Listeners, will you excuse this breach of corporation discipline? But, well, it is the festive season, so whoopee!
Woo! Mr. Greensley, stop taking those naughty elderly men. Get fit hormones.
You get nerd, little Welsh bum.
What? Have a care, large, bloated, type-announcing gentleman. Or I'll belt the back of that great, fat, greasy nut of yours.
Don't speak to me in those severe overtones. I'll have you know that I've been very ill. In fact, I was at death's door twice.
Why didn't you knock? Enough of this Noel Coward-type dialogue. Remove those stained glass corsets and give the listening listeners the old posh wireless Shatner wall. Go on, Walt.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the extraordinary talking-type wireless Goon Show.
Hip hip! Thank you. Tonight's play was written by the great homeless author, lucky, smiling Jim Milligan, the darling of commentary. Now living in a damp leather Wellington boot off the coast of Highgate.
Tonight I present my masterpiece, entitled The Mighty Wurlitzer.
Hear that sound, listeners?
Yes, we can all hear it. Bach's Toccata and Fugue by Bach. Written especially for Reg Dixon and his Blackpool Tower. It was that music that made me moon to take up the organ. But that started many years ago in the Rhondda Valley Bach.
Hear that sound, listeners? At all.
Saucepan of Bach!
Who's that?
I just brought your saucepan back.
Oh, it's Harry, soon back from the pit Bach. You're back early from the pit Bach?
Yes, I found a piece of coal, so they sent me home.
Oh, lovely. Now sit down on Grandad and eat your nice reeking black bread and goat pie, Bach.
You killed the goat for Christmas, Bach?
We have to eat the turkey, see? Only way we could get it back, Bach.
Puss. Come here, Puss, Bach.
Bow, Bach.
That's the first time I heard a cat bark.
Hello, Nerdy Batch.
Oh, it tickles the brain.
Hello, Nerdy. Hello, Nerdy.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I've been taking talking lessons. Hello, Nerdy. I'm going to be an actor. Toby? No, not Toby. That is the question.
Shakespeare, huh?
No, that's Hamlet.
No. Have you seen Richard III?
Oh, no. He died before I was born.
Dead? He can't be. Only last week I saw him in a picture.
Oh. Well, it must have been an old one. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, and those living in Coventry, lend me your ears.
Shut up, Eccles.
Shut up, Eccles. Shut up, Eccles. Oh, that's me.
Harry, what's this I hear you playing the organ in the chapel?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Play it lovely, I do.
Then why have half the congregation changed their religion?
They don't appreciate a musical genius, that's why.
Well, they're rotten.
You see, one day I'll be another Reg the Dixon. Another Sandy the McNabs.
Hear that sound, listeners? A door.
Good evening, Mrs. Seagoon Batch. Look, it is I, isn't it, Batch?
Are you kidding?
Oh, it's Greenslade, the voice from under Milkwood. Lovely man he is, too. Pull up Eccles and sit down.
Oh, sorry, Batch. Mrs. Seagoon, may I see you alone?
You devil! And my husband's still in the house as well.
Madam, I came here merely to discuss Neddy. The villagers have sent me here with this money to send Neddy away for a musical education.
Well, really, I never thought it was like that, you know.
And so Eccles and I left the village. As we reached the top of the hill, we turned and waved, and the villagers replied.
Hear that sound, listeners?
For years, we heard nothing from Neddy. And then, one day...
We heard nothing from him again.
We put a light in the window. Nothing much happened, except the house burnt down. The first people to see him again were two gentlemen purchasing arms for the Egyptians.
Yes, Moriarty and myself were searching the North African deserts for old derelict tanks and gardens.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea.
Stop the car, stop the car. Oh. I thought I saw a Greek urn buried in the sand.
What's a Greek urn?
It's a vase made by Greeks for carrying liquids.
I didn't expect that answer.
Neither did quite a few smart aleck listeners. Drive on, Moriarty. No, wait. Listen.
By the great sweaters of Sabrina! Did you see that gridpipe?
Yes. A man driving a cinema organ at speed.
Yes, I can't understand it. The nearest audience is at Clapham.
The poor devil must be lost.
Lost? Sapristi, Nabolas. What's a cinema organist doing in the Sahara Desert?
It might be Sandy on holiday.
It's always Sandy on holiday in Sahara.
Good.
Look, he's turning round, and he's coming back.
Quick, Moriarty, put on evening dress. It's a white man.
I say hello there.
We say hello there, too. Have a statue of George III.
No, thanks. They give me a headache.
Oh, bad luck.
Needle not a loo.
Of course.
I saw you parked here. I thought you might be having trouble with your car.
We are.
What's wrong?
We can't keep up the installments.
When did you buy it?
Yesterday.
I say, aren't you Ned Seagoon, the cold-voiced coon?
Yes, that's me.
Well, at last we meet then, face to face.
Horrible, isn't it?
Only for me.
Remains to be seen.
What?
A turkey after Christmas. I still occur.
Man to man, Neddy. How's the record selling?
Well, it's number Scrimson 3 and through on Housewife's Choice and third on the...
Stop this crazy type talking. Let's get going, Gridpipe. My wife is ready for you to come home.
Not so fast, crazy type frog eater. Neddy, allow me to introduce my heavily oiled friend here, Count Fred Moriarty, crack leather Buchanan player and voted Mr. Thin Legs of 1912.
Correction, please. Mr. Thin Leg.
Leg?
Yes, I only entered one. Now, Seagoon, tell us, what is that 50-ton brass-bound contraption you're driving?
It's a Wurlitzer.
We thought it was a Mirage.
A Mirage? I've never heard of that make.
Gad, what wit. Well, not the famous Evelyn Waugh, are you?
Heavens, no. I wasn't born until 1918.
Then you must be the 1918 Waugh.
Needle, noddle, no.
Touche.
Touche.
Sabrina.
Hooray!
I'm glad two-thirds of us agree. While the listeners are wondering what this all means, here is Max Geldray to play his perforated Arab neck twig and steamboat.
Thank you.
The Mighty Wurlitzer, Part 2. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Tarp. It did not take long for Grippipe Finn to realize that Neddy's mighty high-speed organ would make good gun barrels for the tanks now waiting at Antwerp for shipment to Egypt.
Mr. Grippipe Finn and Mr. Thin Leg of 1912 took me to lunch at the Swank Hotel Des Wogs in Cairo.
Well, did you enjoy the meal, Neddy?
You asked me why I only play my organ whilst traveling at speed or faster. Well, I didn't want people to copy my technique. I didn't like them looking over my shoulder, so the answer was, keep moving.
You are brilliant. You're the cleverest idiot I've ever met.
Then you haven't met the man who pumps the organ, Eccles.
Hello, Neddy. Now is the winter of our discontent.
Shut up, Eccles.
No, shut up, Eccles.
Shut up.
Sit down, Mr. Eccles. Now that you're here, you can do something useful.
What?
Go away. No, better still, put this to your head and pull the trigger.
Oh!
Thank you. Now, Neddy, I suppose you must be wondering why we brought you here.
You know, I've been wondering why you brought me here.
Neddy, we've heard you play the organ, and we don't rather think that you've got it.
Rubbish. Next to Reg Dixon, I'm the greatest player in the world.
Nonsense. Ina Barger could play better than you.
I'd like to hear Ina Barger try it.
Little tone-deaf lad, I'm an authority in the organ playing. You haven't a hope in the world of becoming a great organ player.
What? What a terrible, terrible shock. For 10 years, I've studied organ playing in the Sahara, and now, failure and sunburn. I ask you, what can I do with my 50-ton brass-bound organ?
May I make a suggestion?
What?
Well, you could be the first man to break the world's land speed record in a Wurlitzer.
I've never heard such a ridiculous idea.
Neither have I, but there it is.
Neddy, if you do this thing, you would make Reg Dixon green with envy, lad.
That sounds interesting. What do you say, Eccles?
Nothing, no, I'm dead.
And it suits you.
And it suits you, too.
Stop this crazy type humor. Answer now. Do you want to break the land speed record in a Wurlitzer?
All right. What have I to lose?
Good work, Gridpipe. We've got him.
Oh, oh.
April in Paris. Armament for Egypt.
By raising an overdraft at the Bank of Jerusalem, no mean feat in itself, I shipped my organ and its crew to Daytona Beach, America for the record run. There we engaged the world's greatest military organ engineer.
Slug blend. That's better.
And don't come near me. Now, Bloodnock, remember, loosen all the nuts and bolts so that when he's traveling at speed, the whole organ falls to pieces.
Thank you for telling me the plot. Now then, what about the moolah?
Moolah? No money until the sabotage is done.
What? Great heaps of green splat.
Stop using that foul language.
Hello. I presume your Major Bloodnock come to help me maintain my organ.
I am. And how is the Wurlitzer this morning?
Running like a bird. I'm rather broody. Yes, I warmed it up with Handel's Lager, then 2 laps of Reg Dixon's Black Fool Nights medley.
What melody are you playing for the record run?
12-seat rag. It's the fastest tune in the world.
Well, to wish you luck, I shall have a nip of brandy. Are you going to have a tiny tot?
If I did, it would be the sensation of the medical world.
Oh, you naughty type Wurlitzer player, you.
Major, I want you to meet my organ pumper, Eccles.
Hello. Major.
Eccles?
Major.
Private Eccles.
Private Eccles.
Me old Batman. Old you Batman. Remember me, Major Bloodnock?
I remember you, Major Bloodnock.
Oh, yes. You must remember the good times we had.
I remember the good times we had.
Remember that nappy bird?
I remember that nappy bird.
What was her name now?
No.
Filthy Gladys.
Her name was Filthy Gladys.
Yes. course, you were too young to enjoy it, but me and the lads, we had a wonderful time with her. Oh, dear.
Oh, you and the lads had a wonderful time with her.
Yes. I wonder what became of old filthy Gladys.
I married her. And then I deserted.
Deserted? Then why are you wearing that military medal?
All my clothes are at the laundry.
Heavens. You mean they accepted them?
Only for burning?
Of course, of course.
All was set then. Tomorrow, the world's land speed record to Wurlitzer's. In the meantime, Railington will play his canvas porridge bin and oiled groin bush.
Three. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Top. Next morning on Daytona Beach, a shock was in store for Nettie.
Yes, to my horror, a second great organ, the festival organ, was being prepared for an attack on the world's land speed record.
Stop that simple, sexy, crazy American rhythm singing.
Oh, you're corny, buddy. Yes, remember what Jim Davidson said? Get modern in 6 weeks or get out. Now, have you ever heard the bird talk? Yippa-ka-doo, a cool, ya cool.
Yippa-ka-pa-dee,
no.
I'm a friend of Paul Fenelon.
Oh, naughty, I'm the dip a dap a rack a doy. Yippa me.
Stop it, me!
No!
You're driving me into a frenzy of evil dancing.
I'm not going to stop my rhythm.
You're up now, Carol.
it, I say, stop it. Stop that crazy rhythm, you sinful woman, Min. Now let's get on with the work. Have you cleared that E-flat pipe yet?
Yes, buddy. Yes, try it now.
Hear that sound, listeners?
No.
Eureka, it's clear, Min.
Oh,
it sounds real cool.
Real cool, buddy.
Get your woolen crash helmet on. I'm taking it out on a trial run.
You're taking my crash helmet on a trial run, Henry?
No, no, me.
You know him.
Get in, buddy.
Okay, buddy, get out.
Okay, crazy.
Great wrinkled things! Did you see that, Moriarty?
Yes, I saw that, Moriarty.
Another organ trying to break the record. This is more than fat and bone can stand. Any of you spectators have any knowledge of that organ?
Yes, I have certain knowledge. Large amounts of your archers are in the audience. Ain't a blue bottle.
Ah, it is a little cardboard each Finchley mechanic.
Yes.
Lad, now. Tell me, what speed does Mr. Cran's organ do?
No, I shall not tell you. I have been sworn to secrecy by Mr. Crunch and Miss Balustrade.
Lad, tell me. And these 2 ounces of cardboard brandy balls are yours?
Oh, cardboard brandy balls. Thank you. Think, with these tap sweets, my prestige will increase at school. Yeah, think again. If I gave one of them to Winnie Hemp, it might act like a love filter on her. And then...
Thinks, you dirty little devil.
Thinks, are you referring to me?
Thinks, yes I am.
Thinks, you big fat steaming nit you.
Thinks, take that.
Thinks,
There, don't take it so hard. It was only in Thinks.
Thinks. Doesn't say anything. Just thinks.
Hear that. Now, hear the bandit balls. Now, how fast does Mr. Crunz want it to go?
I will tell you. 80 mumps.
Mumps?
Yes, 80 mph. Mumps.
Dad! Dad did. Mine's only ever done 50 mumps.
Then it must be destroyed. This means more scrap for us business. Here, Neddy, put this bomb in the E-flat organ pipe.
I'm too fat to get in that.
Let me see now. Who's thin enough to get in?
Can I get home now, Captain? I get my baby.
Yes, you!
Goodbye!
Blue bottle, come down off at Mount Everest!
No, you will get me. Blend, you will go, and I be blend.
Here's a picture of Sabrina!
Where?
Blood knock! Throw that sofa away! Ah! Come here. You'll do. Now, put this bomb in Mr. Cran's Wurlitzer.
What? Yeah, all right, I'll do it. What for £50?
Gad, there are no flies on you.
I know, but they'll be back in the spring again.
There, £50 in used custard.
Henry. Yes. We've just done 60 miles an hour in the organ, buddy.
Yes, I'll beat that. Stand aside. So saying, I sprang into the cockpit of my Wurlitzer.
Oh, yeah. Good work, Bloodknock.
Cruel fate. My Wurlitzer fallen to pieces.
Then we hold the record for Wurlitzer. Hooray!
No, I'll not be forestalled or five-stalled. Out of my way!
So saying, he sprang into Kran's Wurlitzer and strapped himself into the leather playing seat.
Bloodknock, did you remember to put the bomb in?
Let me think. I...
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was how Neddy Seagoon broke the world altitude record for organs. Good night. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Raylington Quartet and Max Gelray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.